welcome, podcast listeners, to another Hacker Public Radio show. I'm your host for the show, Phoenix, and I'm joined on the line with Frank. Hi, Frank. Could you introduce yourself to the Hacker Public Radio audience?
My name is Frank Bredijk. I'm by day a security engineer for Schuberg Phyllis, and in the other hours I work on a project called Autonesis, and I blog for CapFighter.net.
Now, those HBR listeners that have twigged, it is Frank Autonesis on the line, and we have spoken to him before. Frank, it's really great to have you on the line again. A great regular, and always good to get a good chat with you. But actually, you've joined us on the line today to talk a little bit about your project and some of the plans that you've got for the future. It might be worth, for some of the people on Hacker Public Radio land that haven't heard about your project, maybe if you tell us a little bit about it and what it does, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, Autonesis is a project that I started, to fix one of my own frustrations with doing a vulnerability scan of the same infrastructure more than once, basically. I was doing that for my job, and I found that you're actually looking at the same report or nearly the same report every month. And that's sort of like having two copies of Rembrandt's Night Watch and trying to find the differences in that. So humans are not really good at that. So I decided to write a program to, first of all, schedule NASA scans at that moment. And second of all, compare the one NASA scan to the other to figure out what was changed. That sort of got, out of hand is a wrong word, but the idea grew, and it's now a automated platform to fire off NASA's and OpenVAS scans, compare them, and making a delta, also getting into a workflow kind system where you can actually see which findings you have to look at, which ones you can safely ignore, and which ones you can cross off your list.
For those that remember back, I originally heard about your project from when the HBR legend Ken Fallon spoke to you. And back then, and at the time, you were only supporting Nessus. Am I right in saying it's OpenVAS as well that you're supporting now? And as well, have you got plans for any other vulnerability scanners to be supported?
Yes, that's right. Extending Autonesis to also support OpenVAS was not that hard because the binaries are pretty much alike. There's not a great difference between OpenVAS and Nessus. There are some small details that are different, which are easily handled. But then it sort of struck me that I should move to a more open structure, because looking, for instance, starting Nikto through Autonesis doesn't give a great result because that Nikto finding is almost always going to be different. So you really want to break that out. And as I started to think about, proof of concept, Autonesis works, but there's a few fundamental bugs in there, things that I didn't think out as well as I would have liked. And so I need to fix them. And then in the spirit of open systems, I should really open it up so that we can support more scanners. And the ones I really want to include there are native Nmap, native Nikto, Nessus, OpenVAS. So that would be the first list.
Okay.
Then my idea is also to have that plugin architecture or API configured, documented well enough so that it's not hard to add new scanners.
Okay. I mean, like you say, in the time that I've spoken to you, and I originally heard your great interview with Ken Fallon, you know, I've seen from a side that your project's just moved with incredible speed, and it's really good to see. You know, it's really good to see. But one of the reasons that you're on the line today is to actually ask the Hacker Public Radio listeners to give you a hand with something. Would you like to ask the Hacker Public Radio what question you wanted to ask them?
Yeah, as I'm moving and developing the next version, it looks like I've really outgrown or the tool has outgrown its name. AutoNessus is too Nessus-centric, especially as I want to support OpenVAS and the other scanners as well. So, yeah, really, AutoNessus is looking for a new name. I've been invited to speak at Confidence in Poland in November, and I really would like to announce a new name there. So I'm looking for inspiration because I'm not good at coming up with names. Any help is appreciated. And I talked my employer into giving me one bottle of Veuve Clicquot champagne for whoever comes up with the best name.
Awesome. So basically, someone from you know, listening to HBR now could get in contact with you and make a suggestion for what's known as AutoNessus now, but will change in November. So someone from Hacker Public Radio listening now could get in contact with you, come up with a suggestion, and hopefully be part of, you know, naming an open source security project, as well as winning a bottle of champers.
Yeah, and I'm still on a scavenger hunt to get some more prizes in there.
Awesome. So, I mean, is there any requirements that the name has to meet, or is there some stuff that, you know, you're open to all sorts of suggestions, or is there stuff that just definitely out the window?
Well, there's the name is really free format. I've had suggestions ranging from AutoVAS, from the OpenVAS guys, to Frank's NSX, and then spelled the web 2.0 way with all lower and capital interchange. So as the name goes, I'm open to just about any suggestion. Obviously, by participating, you give up any claims you have to the name, because if I want to, if we're going to use it, I don't want to be faced with anybody staking claim to the name.
So no royalty checks on top, then.
Exactly. You have to be okay with me picking the name in a very undemocratic process. Ideally the name should be free on things like Twitter, and the domain name should be free.
So basically, really, yeah, it's a really good chance for the kind of like the open source kind of community and the security community to you know, be a part of a process of naming an awesome tool. And you say that you're going to announce this, going to announce a new name for AutoNessus. When was that? November?
November, I think it's either November 18 or November 19th. I haven't set an exact date for my talk yet. And that will be in Warsaw for the Confidence conference.
Awesome. Now, what's the best way for people to get in contact with you, Frank?
Well, I'm on Twitter as Autonessus. So if you send a message to me through Twitter, I'll definitely pick that up. If you go to autonessus.com, there's a contact form there, which works well as a way to send in suggestions, or just by email to suggestions@autonessus.com. That will work as well.
Okay, so either get you through Twitter, through your suggestion, or get you through the email address suggestions@autonessus.com. I presume you'll be changing your Twitter handle after the 18th then.
Yeah, that will be obviously when I announce the new name, it won't be a big bang transition, so I have some work to get claim domain names and Twitter accounts and stuff like that. Also, if you want to look at the details, I've created a tiny URL. So if you go to tinyurls.com/autonessus, you'll get on the blog post that describes all the details.
Okay, and so you'll announce on the 18th or 19th of November what the new name of the project will be, and how will people find out who won the champagne? Will you blog it, or I'm presuming you'll Twitter it?
I'll definitely Twitter and blog about it. And yeah, who knows? I'll maybe do an announcement via Hacker Public Radio as well if you let me waste some more airtime.
It's all right, they let me waste loads of it, so they shouldn't have a problem with you, buddy. So, apart from a name change, what else have you got planned for Autonessus, or what will soon to be announced project, I suppose, will be the new name for now?
Yeah, the project formerly known as Autonessus. If you one of the things that longer term users of Autonessus will notice is that it's the way it handles data. It basically uses a directory structure as an hierarchical database, and that doesn't scale very well. And I found that out through trying it, and by trying it, if you really have, we have projects now at my employer where we have 2 years of monthly vulnerability scans in there, and it just grind it to a halt. So obviously, you need to add a I needed to add a database layer below it. So for now, that will be MySQL. So that's on the engine side. It will be a complete rewrite, in the sense that I will be going through every single bit of code that's currently in there to see if it's still got value and if there's things I could have done better, and then port that into the new project. And thirdly, well, obviously support for new scanners. One of the big scanners I forgot to mention is manual findings. One of the lessons I also learned again, just a week ago, was I did some scanning and I found cross-site scripting, and I looked at the plugin, and fair enough, everything I put in there was being echoed perfectly. And then I got in manually and tried to exploit it, and it turned out it wasn't exploitable because it was in a string between quotes, and every quote I tried to put in was nicely escape. So really, ideally, you want to capture that evidence and put that in as a manual finding to sort of say, okay, this is not a vulnerability. The other thing that I found hard in working with the current version of Autonessus is tracking which finding belongs to which issue. So to take a simple example, if you leave your exact version numbers on in your HTTP headers, that sort of gets put into your face by Nessus on the web server identification, the operating system identification, the Nikto plugin, and probably two more. And ideally, you want to be able to link those three findings all to a single issue saying,
This is
we've
the problem,
configured the
yeah.
web server wrong. So really transform it more into a platform that helps you write your vulnerability report almost.
It's kind of like a yeah, like a framework for actually reporting it in a more unified manner almost, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, what I found myself doing after a time is even when I did a single OpenVAS scan, I would actually, instead of looking at it through the native GUI, take the output and, well, because I know the system, I know how to import that into the database, import it into the database, and then work it as if it was the first auto Nessus run for that infrastructure, because it's just easier to tick off what you've already had. But yeah, once you start working with it and findings come and go, it's sort of hard to keep track of, okay, I had this finding, which issue does it belong to? And the comment field helps, but it's not ideal.
Okay. When are you? What version are you sitting at the moment at Auto Nessus? Not sure yet.
Ooh, tricky question, but luckily I've got this laptop on my on my lap. I think the most current version is 1.3. Just look at that download side. 1.3.2 is the current version.
1.3.2.
And one, yeah, and then if you want to get Daring, 1.3.3
Then you're
is
crazy.
in the CVS repository.
Then you're absolutely
Just check out.
crazy.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what changed there. I don't know off the top of my head what bugs I fixed and but not released yet. I don't think it's many.
And with your kind of rewrite and the database stuff coming into that, will that just be a basically a straight version change, or what's your name and what's your number convention really for the project is what I'm asking. Will you be going into with it being looked into again? Will you be moving to like 2.0, or will it be still be in the 1.4s or?
Originally, this would be 2.0 because it's really a new creature almost. It's got a different trunk in the CVS repository as well. There's already actually code in there, so if people are interested, it's no way near a runnable state yet. But there's already code in there and a data model, so. Yeah, people can see what's coming.
Awesome. So just to recap on everything we said just there, Auto Nessus is looking for a new name. Anyone can send you suggestions, and we'll find out on the 19th or 18th of November. And whoever wins the name suggestion obviously gives you full permission to use it, and it's an open source, it will be part of your project and so on and so forth. You win a bottle of champagne. They can send you suggestions in lots of different ways, like Twitter or going to the Auto Nessus site and either using your contact form or sending you an email at suggestions@autonessus.com. Is there anything that you've got some version changing coming on soon as well? Is there anything I've missed in those recaps, Frank?
No, not in the recap. There's one thing we haven't discussed yet. I did get some ideas in already,
Oh.
which are maybe nice to share here, and I'll be sharing them in that blog post as well.
What's been good so far, man?
Well, one that's a bit cheeky, but also a bit in the GNU style is Anin, Auto Nessus is not Nessus. Also, A suggestion that I unfortunately can't use is Scanner, Scannr, because the domain name's already taken by somebody. AutoVamp by Christian Riley. Avid Scanner, it's a good one. Automated vulnerability inf identification and discovery scanner. Our friend Ethical Hacker sent in AutoSegman. AZY, AISY, am I secure yet? I thought that was a great suggestion as well. There's a quite a couple of good ones as well. Also, there's a movie out about the rename. And if you go to tinyurl.com/renamemovie, all one word, that should be nice to watch as well.
You're on the viral marketing train now.
Well, I do talk to our marketing lady at the office every now and then. No, basically, what sparked me is I saw somebody tweeting about an extra normal movie that was made with extranormal.com, and I thought that was a nice concept, so I decided to create my own. But
Where can people
it's
find
not
that again,
there was
Frank?
tinyurl.com/renamemovie.
Right, awesome. And Frank, just touching off this, I know myself that people you're happy for people to follow you on Twitter, and they can find you on Autonesis, twitter.com/Autonesis. You blog quite a bit as well. You blog. You've got a blog at Autonesis, haven't you? And you've got a blog at Cockfighter. Am I right?
Yeah, there's a Autonesis news get blogged via autonesis.com. There's also details about what's still known now as Autonesis 2. And then me and my colleagues at work, we blog for cupfighter.net as well.
Awesome. Frank, is there anything else that you'd like to talk about while I've got you on the line?
No, I think this about wraps it up. I'm really looking forward to doing presentations on confidence and security TubeCon about Autonesis and announcing the name at Confidence in Warsaw.
And so you see, I learn something every time I speak to you, Frank. Are you doing you're doing stuff at the security cyber security con through Security Tube as well, are you?
Yeah, I've also submitted. We'll be doing an Autonesis presentation there as well.
Awesome. You can count me on. You can count me for being. For watching that and being part of that, definitely.
Okay.
For people that may have not heard of this before, there's a very good site that I've constantly mentioned on the show called securitytube.net. They're having their first, and I think it is the first security conference being held in cyberspace. So open to everyone, and kind of with the tagline, if you can't travel, it's fine as long as you've got an internet connection. And I didn't realize that you were doing some Autonesis stuff there. So awesome. Brilliant. All that's really left for me to do is to thank my guest, Frank, and especially for letting me yet again monopolize some of his time. But I thought that the HPR lot would love the opportunity to find out more about your project, plus the chance to maybe get involved in the renaming process. So, Frank, as I said, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure's all mine.
And also, thank you very much at home for listening to Hacker Public Radio. If you want to get involved in Hacker Public Radio, one of the best ways that you can help is to help produce shows. You can produce shows on lots of different stuff. You can speak to your friends who do open source projects or all sorts of projects, talk about a TV series that you may have seen or a technical how-to guide. There's lots of things that you can do episodes on, and Hacker Public Radio is all about the community getting involved and making their own episodes. So if you want to do an episode, you can do it on all sorts of stuff. If you produce a show, if you contact either Enigma or Klaatu, and they can be found at hackerpublicradio.org. There's some contact details up there, and they can help you get your show out. So once again, I would like to thank Frank, and I would like to thank the HPR listeners, and I'll catch you the next time on Hacker Public Radio.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.